The familiar music of the battle scene of the Nutcracker Prince and the Mouse King. This fall, two dance companies will be rehearsing their Nutcracker shows in the Tri-Main Building. But the Buffalo City Ballet says Buffalo's dance market is too small to have two ballet companies operating out of the same building.
You never hear of two ballet groups in the same building because you're competing with each other, you know, for students or whatever it may be.
Marvin Askew sat in his dance studio wiping sweat from his forehead as he just completed a dance class. Askew serves as executive director of Buffalo City Ballet at the Tri-Main Building. It's been home to the dance studio for 20 years. Askew tells WBFO News he was blindsided in learning a few months ago that Neglia Ballet is moving to Tri-Main. He accuses Neglia of planning the move in secret.
I know if I stay here, this school would die. The two of us will be hitting the same target people for funding.
Both dance companies receive arts funding from Erie County and the New York State Council for the Arts.
I don't think that the reason for not getting funding would be because we're in the same building, because currently we're only 2 miles away from each other.
Heidi Holt is executive director at Neglia Ballet, a company she and her husband Sergio founded 21 years ago. They lease space at the Pierce Arrow Building on Elmwood. Back in January, we reported they finally made plans to move out of the building due to an uncertain future at that building and a chance to create new dance space. They've been searching the last 5 years for a new site. Holt tells WBFO News they had good reason to quietly search for a new location.
We knew we were kind of in a sort of a time bomb as far as our current location. And so we decided that we would move. And the only reason we didn't make it public is because we knew that at any time our landlord could kick us out the door and the place wouldn't be ready for us. And then we'd end up with nothing.
Still, Askew sent out a recent public Facebook post making a community plea, saying it's imperative to get his story out and create a capital campaign so he can move and build a brand new studio. He accuses Neglia of a plan to drive his dance studio out of the building.
I'm getting cut out, and it's something that I'm going to have to deal with until we are successful in relocating. You know, and everyone thinks it's going to be, we're all going to be singing Kumbaya and dancing together, and our, you know, the girls in their tutus and like one big happy family. That's not realistic.
I mean, my one regret is I do wish that I had spoken to him about it prior that then he found out. And it didn't work out that way. He sent an email that he was upset.
But Askew says the ill effects are already happening to his dance studio, claiming he's lost some students to Neglia.
I see that he did say that we were offering his students free classes, which is totally untrue. As far as I know, we have a family, an older girl and 2 younger sisters that are studying with us. They had no idea that we were moving to the Tri-Main. They came to us. We did not solicit anybody.
In the end, you might argue they have different missions and different levels of ballet talents.
I think if you have quality in your work, people will support you.
And the thing is that not everyone, you know, when they graduate, they're going to dance professionally. You know, I have some who have become doctors, you know, nurses, pharmacists, and they all come back and say, well, what a big impact I have made on their life, even though they did not dance. It's not always about the dancing, but it's about the mark you leave on them as a person.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.